Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Sawubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
In partnership today with the Female Solution, thank you so very much for joining us here on the Higher Learning Network TV show as we bring you our intro. We hope that while...
Join us Sunday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
And these are all the channels that you can see the Female Solution on. And Naima Latif is the executive producer of this show. Naima.
Today, and you are going to see and hear some amazing teens who are competing in this virtual contest, and it is quite a show. Young people age 13 to 18 are going to be competing for some fantastic scholarship money. And the great thing about the global virtual teen talent competition is that it is, in fact, open to everybody around the world. So enjoy the sounds. And if there's anything that is visual only, we'll certainly give you a description if you don't see it. But if you do want to join us visually, you can go to YouTube or Facebook and type in Higher Learning Network TV.
Or you can download the app too in the Apple or the Apple Store or Google Play. You can download the app too on your phone.
Oh yeah, that's right. It's on the phone. I forgot about that.
I know. I keep forgetting. I was like, oh,
yeah. I'm on the computer all the time, so I forget.
Desktop and app version.
Alrighty, and next would be. Did I just pick up? Okay, next. Is Tony?
Hello, I'm Tony Holtz. I'm a co-producer with the Higher Learning Network. And I do all the work behind the scenes for the Higher Learning Network. I'm the laborer.
All that I can't do, he does. Thank
That's
you,
right. He's doing the heavy lifting.
Yeah. And for those who don't. And for those who don't know, he's also my hubby. Hey, hubby.
He's an heavy.
All righty. And last but not least, oh, there's Naima. Okay, there she is. Go ahead, Jane.
Naima. I don't see her yet. There she is.
Yeah, she is. She's here.
Yes.
Gene Phillips, radio personality, and I'm pretty much like Dee, an entrepreneur now.
I've been working
on my radio station, and finally, almost, they sent me a picture of how the app is going to look, and I'm so excited, Ooh. Man. So,
wow.
You have to do everything by email, so we have been going back and forth about what pictures I wanted, what positions I wanted the pictures in. So
wow.
Now we finally got it. I wish I could show it. If I put it up to the camera, you think you could actually see it?
There's a good chance I will, and you can also text it to me. And during the course of the
yes, you can share it. If you text it to her, she can share it.
Yeah, text it to me because we can't really see that.
The glare.
And I will text it to her, and then she can share it.
Yes, okay. And also, I don't know if I had to introduce myself because I accidentally hit a wrong button. And
I'll text you. Yeah, I figured as much.
But I wanted to make sure that sounds like me. I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV show, and we've already got callers on the switchboard. So now
what I want to find out, because I know sometimes people may want to make comments about what they hear, if anyone on the switchboard presses 1 after a performance, wants to take their comment or, you know, feedback on whatever they hear in terms of a performance.
We can pull them in. Anybody wants the comments, we'd love to have them.
Okay. All right.
We should share the number.
Right. Yes. 515-605-9325. So if you like or don't like what you hear, but give us feedback. These are some talented teens from all across the world, and they're sharing their creativity with us. So we want to be kind because they are young people, and we always do want to be encouraging. That's the idea. You know, whoever you think is best, you know, is your own opinion. But, you know, give words of encouragement for those who are sharing a special part of themselves with us today.
Always give encouragement.
Yeah.
Because they need it.
Yes.
We all need it, but
yes,
they definitely need it.
Yes.
Today's show is sponsored by StreamYard, and I forgot to pull that up, but I'm sure I will in a moment. But in the meantime, in between time, the judging criteria is very important, and what we will be judging our young people on is the following points. It is originality, showmanship, confidence, and if it fits your personality.
Mm.
And the judging is from 1 until 5. 1 through 5. So they can get a 1 or they can get a 5 or anything in between. Okay? So let us go to the StreamYard promo, and StreamYard, take it away. And StreamYard just
did freeze.
Yeah, StreamYard just disappeared. Well, StreamYard is a sponsor. I'll bring it back up later. But if there are any comments that you would like to make before we begin the process of our first contestant, will be Jordan Jackman. Well, you can make those comments now. Oh, and also, for those who are watching online, you can join us on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, as well as our Facebook channel, which is now Higher Learning TV Show. And the Media Connection TV says we're live on the Female Solution Radio Global TV Show. And thank you all for listening on the switchboard of the Female Solution. And Monday Morning Mindfulness is the show that I host, and we'll be announcing the winners on the show on Monday morning. Our Saturday host, Deborah Smith, says, Grand Rising, blessings to all of the talent today, sending much encouragement to you all. Remember, the only true failure is not trying. That's right. Love and much success. Thank you so much, Deborah. We greatly appreciate it. Deborah is one of our sponsors of the
Global
Homeless Project.
Oh, the Homeless Project, yes.
Yes, the Homeless Project. How could I forget that? Instagram. I'm looking for the Instagram page now. There is a place called Kent City. There's lots of homeless places here in the city of Chicago.
Yes, it is.
But the one that we focus on is Kent City, because that is the location where my little brother, Douglas Robinson, was murdered in 2017. I believe it was. Wasn't it 2017?
Yeah.
And the reason why we do this is because all of those, I hate to say homeless, unhoused is what we now say.
Unhoused.
Those who are unhoused, they attended the funeral, and I was simply overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So I made a promise to all of the people who showed up there that we would continue to support them by taking them whatever it is they need, groceries, butane, lighters, fluid, clothing, whatever they need. So I just want to share with you the first of many videos that we have done. And if you go to our Instagram page, you will see it. It's on Instagram, it's hln.homeless.project, and I just want to share with you our last delivery, which was last week, so here it is.
Help Road, and we're here for donations to for the homeless today, donated by the European American Association. And we got lots of goodies. And the food, the world, and there's napkins and all that other stuff. And there's
Tony picking all the heavy stuff up because the one person that was out there,
there's Tony,
couldn't lift anything. He had a back problem. So Tony showed up.
We're starting to get cold again, so anybody want to donate generators to the keepers, please let us know.
Yeah, it's freezing, but you can go ahead and just go to our Instagram page. You'll see the video there, so just go to our homeless place. I got so many windows open. It's a wonder anything place. Anyway, I just want to share that with you. And right about now, we're going to go to our first contestant, and his name is Jordan Jackman. Jordan is a previous winner on the show, and they keep entering, so we got to share him. So, ladies and gentlemen, please prepare for the one and only prior winner here on the Female Solution. The Female Solution and the Bobo Virtual Teen Talent Contest. I'm going to pull up his quick shorts. Jordan Jackman, ladies and gentlemen. And that's enough of that move, so here he is again.
Okay, Harlan, you're it. I got it, coach. Is that what it's about? No, it's kind of when you lose her. Her? You said her. Who's her? I did. Yes. Listen, you're like a girl. It's okay. We've all been there, bud. But you need to focus. Fuck everything out. She's not here. She's right there. Fear. Just stop looking. Focus on the task at hand. Close your eyes and pretend you're at practice. There's no difference. You got it? I know you can do it. All right, coach. I'm going to do it. Now, go with the team crowd. Okay, Harlan. You're it. I got it, coach. Is that what this is about? No, it's kind of the loser, her.
Who's her? Alrighty, that's Jordan Jackman. This is Glenn.
Five and the lowest is one.
Correct. Taken into account all those things. Mm-hmm. And for those who are wondering, this is the Global Virtual Talent Contest.
And you're invited, so please share this video with some friends, text them and let them know that we're on, and we're ready for contestant number two. And that would be Janissa Ha. She's 15 years old. She is from Sydney, Australia. How about that? She is totally from another country altogether. And that would...
I think we lost your signal. Should we be back? All right, here we go.
And there she is.
You disappeared for a few seconds.
Okay, am I back?
You're back.
You're back.
All righty. I'm back, and here is Janissa Ha.
Janissa Ha.
Singing.
And where's she from?
She is from Sydney, Australia.
Oh, Australia.
Okay.
Alrighty, Sydney, Australia, and
Janissa
there
Ha.
She is. Let's take it away.
Thank you.
did the whole song, man.
She did the whole song. You go.
Yes. Yeah, she did the whole thing. Yes.
I like the rhythm of her body movement. The rhythm of her body movement.
Mm-hmm.
And then the hands, and then the accent. You can hear some of the accent come through.
Yeah.
But I like to see her when she closes her eyes when she hits those high notes too. So
yeah. She's all up into it.
And sang the whole song, y'all.
Yeah, she was there. She was there. Maybe hit those notes. Give her some applause.
Watch that voice mature through age, man.
Yeah.
You're right.
They said real singers, you watch the faces that they make when they sing.
Yes, sir.
And it's wild.
Yeah, expression.
She was feeling it. You could tell she was feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She was definitely feeling it. So, that is contestant number two.
And that was Janessa Hopp from Australia.
From Sydney, Australia. She's 15 years old, and as you can see, she's a singer. If you are with us live on Facebook.com, Higher Learning TV Show, and our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show, please feel free to vote and share this page with somebody while our judges are taking their time to vote, 1 through 5, for originality, showmanship, confidence, and if it fits their personality. And so far, I think all of them have been doing just that. What do you think,
Dudley?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think that they've come up with performances that fit them. So
for sure.
Yeah.
I think they both are really good. Really feeling this Alicia Keys song. I just think she did such a good job on that. And you can tell her voice is still, she's still developing.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I can imagine what she's going to sound like later. If she sounds good now.
Yeah, yeah.
She's, a little more training to work with her. She's gonna be amazing.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So now, where was Jordan Jackson from?
I believe he was Atlanta.
Okay, ATL there, huh?
From ATL, where it's nice and hot. You know, every time I say something, it's always where it's nice and hot, cause it's just not hot in Chicago long enough.
Yeah.
Right? Well, it's hot where I am, for sure.
I know.
So
where
cool
I
here today.
I was
That's it. We're done here.
All righty. Then I will be pulling up the airman. I'm going to pull you up right after our next contestant, which will be Mark Kiefer. Mark Kiefer is also a prior contestant on the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And Mark is doing what is referred to as the comedy of the Ridiculous Cafe Guy. And then he's going to come back and do another drama as well. So Mark Kiefer, the comedy guy.
And where is he from again?
Mark Kiefer is from, that's bad when you really can't understand your own handwriting. That's really bad. I can't understand it. I'm sorry.
You can't blame nobody because you wrote it, huh?
Yeah, I can't blame nobody because I wrote it. But, what can I say?
You can't say it. My secretary is messy handwriting. I can't even say it.
But I would hope on the internet after the show is over, so you'll know where everybody is. So Mark Kiefer, the Ridiculous Cafe Guy, comedy. Take it away.
Mm-hmm. The other night, I dreamt Father with inside a baked potato. Wasn't that strange? Oh, very dark thing there. And I started to be afraid.
Oh, wow.
Other people. I felt such guilt for deserting my father that I just sat there at the table and cried. He cried too. And then the waiter brought dessert, which was devil's food cake with mocha icing, and I ate that. And then I woke up very hungry. I told my therapist about the dream, and he said that the baked potato represented either the womb or where I tried to put my father during the Oedipal complex. Why Oedipal complex? I always say to him, I won, hands down. And then he said, my father cried because he was unhappy and that he dreamt about a cake because I was hungry.
My therapist is an idiot.
Maybe it's just a guru. A fine nutritionist. But what I'm doing now isn't working.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Isn't working. Wow. Okay. I want to address something that Mark just said. He said, my therapist. Did you notice that?
Yes, yes. So he's
children
having a dream.
Are in therapy as well as adults.
Yes.
I mean, even though this is a skit, how would you know to say that if you didn't have therapy or you knew somebody who had therapy or something of that nature?
Yes.
Well, I think that's very important because children have issues and sometimes they don't know how to express them, and a professional can help them express that and get over whatever it is that they're, whatever situation or circumstance it is in their life that they're having.
That's true.
That they need help with sometimes the parent can't get through to.
Yeah, sometimes the parent is the reason why they need therapy.
A lot of times that's why they need therapy.
That is true.
I'm only going to point a finger. I think it's good that children have therapy too, because they need an outlet, because they'll talk to anybody but their parents.
Absolutely. Yeah, now, sure. Do you want me to take a commercial break while you pull up the next one?
Yes.
All righty, well, we'll be right back after this quick break, so stick and stay.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Taxes are higher than ever. Every day, thousands of our residents leave Chicago to shop in Indiana. Jobs are being lost and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Perfect Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
joining us back here on the Female Solution and the Higher Learning Network TV show for the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. And I want to thank you for playing that promo from Dr. Willie Wilson, because that is one of the reasons why we have got to come together in the city of Chicago to be the change that we want to see. Because we complain about all that's going on, but if we want something different, we got to do something different. I'm not going to pull the video up, but you can go to our YouTube page, Higher Learning TV Show, and you will see a plethora of videos that we have filmed for Dr. Willie Wilson. Currently, he had to sue the Chicago Board of Elections for eliminating over half of the precincts, polling places in the city of Chicago. And to further illustrate how important that is, if you work that day, a lot of us wait till the last minute to vote when you get off of work, and the polling place, you're used to going to one place, and you get there and you can't vote, chances are, if you're too tired, you're not going to want to go and get on another bus or drive somewhere, you don't know where you're going, to vote. So this man is looking out for us, and we, as from the city of Chicago, if we want something different, we got to do something different. You got to contact your mayor, you got to contact your alderman, whatever it is that you need to do to get those polling places in open before the primary, which is, isn't it November 9th?
November 8th, yes.
November 8th.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, but that's the strategy.
Oh, it's a strategy.
Yes.
It's a strategy.
So if they can,
it favors the incumbent.
Yes.
Yes.
Same person saving off.
It's a dirty game.
And you know what? It is crazy because it's already bad, because I remember when I was in Chicago, I mean, the lines were ridiculous. Just standing in line for hours, you know, the city.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not going to get any better unless we do something about it. So for the young people who are listening, you share this with your friends, because we'll be dead and gone in, you know, 20, 30, 40 years, and you are stuck with this administration who may or may not really care about you. So I have got to share this information. Oops, and I forgot to put .com. How about that? electwilliewilson.com. So be sure and go to his page and volunteer. They are in need of volunteers because, you know, we can't do it alone. He needs your help. And if you are one of the people living in Chicago, this is where you need to come. And on another note, there's another gas giveaway coming up Saturday, October 8th.
Ooh, all right.
And all that information is on his page, drwilliewilson.com. And so I'm sure it's on electwilliewilson.com, too. And it's all the updates are always on my blog, which is zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. Okay, and while you're there, for those who are interested in continuing to support the homeless, you can do that by going to PayPal for the higherlearningnetwork.org. We're also on Venmo. Am I saying that right, Dee?
Venmo.
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 Yeah. Venmo. And what's the other one? PayPal.
Cash App.
Zelle.
Do you have Zelle also?
Yeah,
Zelle.
That's good.
And I've got to find it, and I'll show it, and I will show that later. And in the meantime, in between time, we are going to let me remind you that the show is also being sponsored by Karen Kelly of itex.com. If you're a business owner or an entrepreneur and in need of products or services, tell them we bought a van, we bought camera equipment, anything. Need the big box stores. You can get it on itex. No cash. All barter dollars. We made it back.
Smart.
You know, it's America. It's not just Chicago. I think it's America's best kept secret, because it's not just in Chicago. It's all over the place. So,
wow.
And you get a bonus. You get $100 sign up if you mention the promo code name, which is Zelda.
Mr. D used to call me Dale Dub. When we were going on the air, I was on the air too. When we were going off, Richard, he was coming off and I was going on, and he would say Zelda's about to come on after me, and people would never get my name right. So they would say Zelma, Zelma, Zelma. So he would say Zelda, and everybody.
They could remember after that.
Remember after that, something crazy. So I just wanted to share that. And if you are a business owner or an entrepreneur, that's the place to go. And we thank you in advance for subscribing. Okay. And our next contestant will be number 4. That would be Al Keel. He is an illustration artist. He is so talented.
Wow.
Excuse me. I had no idea that this young man was as awesome as he is, and he is what do you call it, an illustration artist? Am I saying that right?
Illustration artist, or an illustrator?
Yeah, illustrator, and he is really, really talented. So I want to pull him up. once again, I can't understand my handwriting. Y'all have to forgive me. I gotta start learning. Type things. I used to type things all the time. And doesn't work that well.
What's his last name?
I forgot. Did we do both of No. Did I pull up the second one from Mark Tiefert? I don't think I did.
No.
No, I think it was just one. Wasn't it just one from her?
Just
no,
one.
The comedy.
We didn't see the second one.
Oh, okay.
Let me pull up Mark Tiefert again. He is This is his second one, and it's only a minute and 15 seconds long.
Okay.
Mark Tiefer is an actor, and he's going to take it away.
I pray and ask God every night. Why me? Why me? All I feel is one day nothingness. I just realized I didn't want to be alive anymore. Society pushing you down. People being mean. Everything. They cause us to kill ourselves. This is someone I've spared. Homeless. Broken car horses. Trying to survive. I ask you to make everything go away. I don't want to be alive anymore.
Wow, he didn't want to be alive anymore. That's Mark Tiefert, and that was the drama that he performed. It's called The Misunderstood Victim Drama Performance Video from Help.
That's some deep dialogue, because teen suicide is an epidemic right now. So that's definitely a cry for help in that, in those words. So definitely interesting delivery.
Yeah, I had I didn't get that at first, but I got it now. And I got that. So that was rather dramatic. And so that's Mark Tiefert, and he does comedy and drama. Does it fit his personality? Does he have showmanship, originality, and confidence? While the voters are judging, Mark Tiefert, young man. We will be pulling up number 4, the illustrator. His name is Al Keel. K-I-E-L. Al Keel. And this young man has been on before as well. And he is a powerful young man. So let's bring him on board, Al Keel. While the judges are voting, 1 through 5, and there he is. Let me know when you're ready, judges.
Are we ready?
Are we ready?
Yep.
Yeah. All righty. Al Q.
My major is illustration, and I love comics, manga, and also the art. But all the music is a partner, which is good in my hands, very much pissed. And so in my heart, in the character that I'm hungry.
Wow.
Oh, I remember him. Yeah.
Springyard.
mind.
Tax deductible.
And if you have any questions, just go to our website, higherlearningnetwork.org, and there's a section at the bottom where you can contact us if you have any questions, or you can also send it to hlntvshow@gmail.com. And what we have up here on the screen is Come Fly With Me, the Airman, Gene Phillips, at RidingRadio.com. It's in my email.
Yeah, that's the front page, and what you see in the background is going to be the second page. So that's a picture of the studio, but I have it facing like north and south, so you'll turn the phone and you'll be able to see the complete video. I didn't want it to go across the screen because it would shorten out the picture of the video of the studio. So I had them put it on, so you when you turn your phone, you'll see the whole entire studio, and that's the operating page where you have the push, play, stop.
Wow.
The function page, man. So I'm so excited with this, man, and I think it's gonna be done by the end of this month. So hopefully, I got a plan to kick this off. You know, with all the stuff we've been through in radio, I got a plan.
Yes, sir. You have to have a plan, Gene. That's good. I'm excited. I'm so excited for you.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes. You want to be part of that plan. Yes, sir.
Yes.
Riding Radio. Rules and all that. Riding Radio. So what is Riding Radio, Gene? What is Riding Radio?
Well, I came up with that phrase because, you know, I like to travel and listen to music while I ride.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some of the music that I listen to, see, I have a thumb drive, so I put all my music on the thumb drive. So now I can listen to unedited music and music commercial free, and it just plays back to back to back without any gaps in it.
Oh, I love it.
You know, when you have the right kind of music while you're riding, man, you can just get off into it.
Oh, yeah. It makes the ride a lot easier.
Oh, for sure, man. So that's why I came up with the name Riding Radio, to play that kind of music for you all to listen to. When you get into it, I'm sure you're going to listen more than just in the car, you know?
Yeah. Road trip, honey.
I like the name. I think the name is very catchy. I can see the t-shirts. I like the name. It has, you know, Riding Radio.
Like the song, Riding High.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, got your theme song right there.
Yeah. That's your first song, like JPC played Fresh Prince to Death.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I got something planned.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Congratulations, brother.
Thank you, man.
We're excited.
We're excited, and we want to hear it, and we want to share it with everybody.
Is there a website too, Ding? You got the website too?
Let me pull it up right here, right now.
One of them has a video, man, that tells told you about it. And that video, when that video hits, boy, it's just like, oh, yeah. But I haven't directed anybody there yet because, you know.
Okay. Okay. Can you see it?
Yes, that's it. Uh-huh.
There we go. Yeah.
All right.
That's the one with the video in the left corner.
Right here?
Yeah.
Great. And so where what's the name of the Facebook page?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, Ride and Radio. So go to Facebook and go to RIDINRADIO, Ride and Radio.
Yeah.
All righty then.
That's right. See you in your studio. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah, that says photo. That doesn't say video, so is it this one?
Yeah, it takes it as a photo. Some of them won't play it.
Oh, there it is. That's Facebook, Ride and Radio. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now scroll down. I think there's.
Oh, there it is. Oh, there.
Yeah. All right.
Let me scroll this down before I forget. Oh, there he is. Okay. Let me get the.
Speakers in the trunk, big old speakers for real.
That's crazy.
Bigger the car seat, and you know that's huge. which leads to death sometimes, death of your hearing because you're piercing your eardrum. They get old. So many people will need hearing aids.
Yes, ma'am.
But on another note, life after death. That's the topic of the show for Monday morning mindfulness. And I would be remiss if I did not tell you a little bit of why I chose this topic for Monday morning, life after death, because just this past weekend, Dee and I apologize, I couldn't get to Arizona. I was so close to you. No, I was in Las Vegas this past weekend because there was the transition of my very best BFF. The kids taught me that, BFF. My best friend of 60-plus years.
Best
Deborah
friend
Smith.
For life, yes, BFF.
Deborah Smith. She has made her transition, and I am dedicating the show to her and her caregivers. So that's Deborah Smith on the left, right there, and that's Deborah Smith Deborah Munn on the right. Deborah was her caregiver because Deborah became ill, and she had to have someone to look out for her, basically. So I'm honored to have known them both. Did we just lose somebody?
Yeah, they're back.
No, okay. I just heard a little ping there. So Monday's show on the Female Solution on blogtalkradio.com, the Female Solution, and on the Higher Learning TV show on both YouTube and Facebook. That show will be dedicated to her, to Deborah Mundy, and to Deborah Smith. She's been married so many times, I can't remember all her names. So as we knew her as Deborah
remember.
Wright. So she made her transition, and baby, I wrote about it on my blog. Please go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. I was listed as someone who, I don't want to say the word, because when you say the word, it shows up, and they're going to watch you anyway, but, you know, I could care less. You know, I'm a senior citizen. I have no intentions of doing anything evil to anybody anywhere.
That's right. That's
but
real.
They listed me as a person. They stopped me three times, surgically three times. Because it was said that I had explosive residue on my hands. Really?
You know, they said that to me one time at an airport. That's such a lie. You know, it might be a certain kind of lotion we're using or whatever, or it might just be a big lie. But, you know, that has happened to people that I know as well. They say, well, you know, some kind of residue on you. And I'm like, really? Come on now. So either they just lying, or, which is quite possible, or it might be some product that we're using that has a chemical in it that also is in explosives. But either way, you know, it seems ridiculous. But, you know, they always come up with some excuses.
My wife has a tumor on her hands and stuff like that.
The only thing that I could think of was that morning I had my drink, and it probably, I know it had residue.
Like beet juice or something.
Yeah.
They use that explosive.
We know
that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it blew up diabetes in me. I got rid of it, so I guess it does work. But my drink had moringa, ashwagandha, macao, the flaxseed, chia seed, and some So I guess that's foreign to those 60-year-old machines that Frontier Airlines. So, yeah.
That's insane. That's crazy.
My niece's graduation in Boston, and I'm like, really? You know, she's 95 years old, and we're in a wheelchair, and you know, she's sight impaired and all that. What in the heck could you possibly be thinking she is carrying. So they took her tube of toothpaste out and wouldn't let her fly with her toothpaste. Oh, yeah, we gonna come up with a bomb made out of toothpaste, right?
A tube of toothpaste, yeah.
Really? So much of this stuff is just theater, like, oh, we're keeping you safe. No, you're not. You're aggravating people.
Thank you.
And making them miss their flights. And they end up, you ruin people's trips. You know, that's all it is.
Yep.
And so, but that's another story for another
day.
For another
day, another
day. And my significant other has a frozen shoulder, right? So she can't lift her arm up. And we went to Vegas last month. And when it came to go through the detectors, they took her to the side. And one of the technicians, I presume, asked her, I had already gone through, asked her to raise her arm up. She said she couldn't as they're wanding her. And so he said, well, why can't you raise your arm up? And, man, she went down on him. They're not supposed to do that. So she asked for his manager, and she came out. The manager came out and said, he will not be doing this no more. When somebody tells you that they can't do that,
you
know, question why they can or why they can't. She physically can't do that.
Thank you.
So others were saying lawsuit, you know.
Yeah, we have, you know.
I can wait. Sue them.
Yeah, if people don't do things because they want to be nice, they have to do things.
So many of them, I guess, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why the city of Chicago is paying out so many lawsuits, because people are, you know, police are being.
No, they really are paying out.
It's horrible. The body chemistry reads differently at times. Yes, it does.
That's true, and it can also respond to different things you're wearing. I mean, different oils you might be wearing, different kind of lotions, different soaps. You know, so all kinds of things create a different body chemistry.
So please go to my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, and you will see my horror story. And it'll give you a good laugh. I had to go to YouTube and find a video to laugh at, because it's like, this is
Yeah, you got to laugh or they'll stress you out and have you have a heart attack because your blood pressure will be up so high.
Yes. And last but not least, before we leave, please find it in your heart to share this video. And share it with for children who have talent. We would love to have them on the show.
Yes.
It's every last Saturday of the month. And if you can't remember anything, remember this. Go to the website at higherlearningnetwork.org. I'm going to pull that up for you. And you can see this is one of the ways in which you can help our future students, the leaders of the world, I should say. Go to our webpage, higherlearningnetwork.org. All the information is there. You'll see intro to the show, and you can play that on your own. You'll see prior shows. And I forgot to mention, this is also one of the ways the Teen Talent Contest, the information is on there, but the product page, last but not least, this is a way in which you can support teens and the homeless project. You see, we have T-shirts, and I use these on Monday morning mindfulness when we have Monday morning meditation. These T-shirts retail for $49.99. That's if you want to help with the homeless project. Mm-hmm. If you don't, if you only want a T-shirt to support the Teen Talent Contest, they're $25. They're half off. But you've got to use the promo code Zell. In order to get that promo, okay? So please go to the website and share this information and make a difference in the quality of life for our future leaders of America. This is one of my favorites. Inhale, love, exhale.
Doubt?
Doubt, yeah. Inhale the genius in me, because all our children are genius. And they're all affirmations. I love that. One by one, just so you can see them. Inhale new thought patterns. Exhale fear-based thinking.
Mm.
Inhale love, high energy, love and light. Exhale negative thought patterns. Inhale love. Exhale hate. Inhale affirmations of love. Exhale confusion. Inhale supreme being. Exhale anything less. And there's more on there.
Nice shirt.
This is a favorite. Inhale wealth, exhale debt.
Everybody loves that one.
Get rid of that one, yes.
Be sure to check out the page, higherlearningnetwork.org.
Yeah.
You'll be glad you did. Do something special. You know, everybody's got a birthday. Get somebody a T-shirt for their birthday. And because this is one of the things Brother Kwame, our elder, Baba Kwame Sunhorse, the regular caller on the Female Solution in the Higher Learning Network TV show, he says, and it's on our YouTube page, so be sure and check it out, why the designers are filthy rich, because they know something that we don't know about clothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on our YouTube channel, so be sure
Word
to go check it out.
Where? Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's all about the designers.
Mm-hmm.
So last but not least, I have got to play his video because I did not play it earlier because this is crucial, people. We have got to do something if we want something different in the city of Chicago. If we don't vote, if we don't know where the voter registration place is, we are in trouble. You think Chicago is murder city now.
Mm.
Wait till you put somebody in there who, or keep somebody in there who says they appreciate us, but they don't. So this is, last but not least, Dr. Humanitarian businessman, Dr. Willie Wilson, who has a plan for Chicago.
Tax are higher than ever. Every 8,000 of our residents leave Chicago to shop in. Jobs are being lost, and businesses are relocating. Let's find a way to lower our taxes to encourage residents to continue living and shopping in our city. Let's rebuild. Let's restore Chicago. Vote for me, for mayor of the city of Chicago, and I will work hard to find solutions that matter. I'm Dr. Willie Wilson, and I approve this message. Paid for by Willie Wilson for mayor.
Good message. That's a good message.
Humanitarian. He's been giving away money.
Yep.
Thank you. You all just didn't know about it.
Right.
And I must say this. When I met him when I was working at Gospel Radio 1390, and he had a show, Sing Station. He still has
Sing Station.
Show. Every Sunday morning, it comes on Channel 9. And then one time he came over to, he's always going, he goes to a different church every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to the West Side Ministers Coalition meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just so shocked that people didn't know him. I was like, you got to get to the West Side, too.
Yeah.
Because people know him out south but in north, but you got to get to the West Side. So now he's all over the West Side. Ain't he, Tony? Everywhere.
Yeah, he's starting on the West Side, though, Zelda.
I said that wrong. He started on the West Side, and he was in the Packers. Yeah. Because he had not a Burger King. What was it?
McDonald's. Yeah, like five of them.
Five
franchises.
4700 West
Madison,
yeah. And he's serious. So if you want something done, if you want something different, or you want somebody who cares about you, then this is where you need to go, electwilliewilson.com, and they are always in need of volunteers. So with that being said and done, we went over a little bit today, Naima. It is 1:18. Wow, almost an hour and a half.
Well, we got another 40 minutes on Blog Talk Radio, so you can I'll send you a link. You can come on back and we can talk a little more about those people who may want to be a part of the teen talent competition, some things that they need to prepare for if they want to be a good contestant on the show.
Yes. Oh, and how did I forget this, Naima? I just remembered the cheat retreat. We have the cheat retreat every second Saturday of the month. How that came about, we did a four-part.
Uh-oh. Okay, well, we lost our connection, but we will be right back. And we were talking about our program, the Cheat Retreat. So we're going to definitely make sure we talk more about that. And if you are listening online and want to join this conversation, you can give us a call, 515-605-9325. And we had an opportunity to listen to some of the performing artists today and to hear some really talented youth, which is always wonderful. We really do appreciate those who lend their efforts to the Global Teen Talent Competition. It's exciting to watch and see some of our upcoming youth. You know, we want to have more from, and this is interesting, it is global, and we tend to get a lot from other countries, and I know we've got to have some people who have some confidence in America, but, you know, often they may hesitate, maybe there's an issue with lack of belief that they can win. But definitely it is an opportunity for people to get their children some scholarship money. We want our children to have a chance to go to school and to be a part of the process of changing our culture with their talent. And our young people are so very talented. They always give us such joy because they do imitate life, and they can tell us so much about what we experience when we have put out music, movies, and everything creative that affects them. They'll always mirror for us how they've been affected. So if we are actually hoping to see a change in our culture, or at least understand how our culture is affecting our youth, we need to give them a chance to express themselves. And this is what they do on the Global Teen Talent Competition. They express themselves, and they give us a glimpse of how we have impacted them. And as always, it's an opportunity for us to encourage them for higher education by giving them scholarship money and giving them a chance to earn their way through school. So we are going to encourage all of our youth to go to higher learning TV show and higher learning network TV show and take a look at some of the previous competitions. And we want you to also consider being a sponsor. This is always an exciting opportunity for us to bring good news and positive information and positive activities. Young people don't often get a chance to show their stuff in a way that is encouraging. Now, if your school or if your children's school is having a talent show, or they have a regular, you know, assembly where they have people who are going to be performing, and if you know of an event where people will be performing, then you can also go to the Higher Learning Network.org and apply, or get your school to ask some of the judges to come in and select your youth. And if you have a chance, then you can also go to the site and vote for your favorite performing artist and let us know what you score each of those performing artists. The scale is from 1 to 5. And, well, it depends on what you like, because we saw a little bit of John. And we did see, heard some wonderful singing. And we also saw a bit of dance along with some drama. And we saw a wonderful graphic artist. And so we want to encourage and we want to provide a means for them to also financially benefit. But we want your thoughts about some of the performing artists today. And is there a degeneration of our values reflected in the art? And of course, you can join us visually on Facebook and YouTube. Go to The Female Solution on Facebook or YouTube and join us, or you can call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 when you're ready to speak, and we'll come right to you and get your thoughts. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. And again, we want you to call in 515-605-9325 and press 1 to speak. And we'll take your comments after this message.
Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday morning mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, self-care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, repairing broken families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, soulful solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, health and well-being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Cheryl.
And I'm Naima. We're three black moms.
Follow us on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Three Black Moms.
And we are back, and you are watching us live on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show, and we've got our sister, Zelda Speaks, on the line. And, of course, if you join us on Facebook and YouTube, then I'll just mute your mic so we don't get an echo with two audio systems. So whenever you want to tune in, just hit that link. But, you know, what I wanted to encourage those who, you know, now that we're going back to school and schools are thinking about, you know, assemblies and talent shows, we want to come to your places. Or if you've got some community organizations and some organizations are having events where young people are performing, we want to come and give you an opportunity to audition for the global team, the global virtual team talent audition. Oh, you'll probably have to join me on StreamYard because we get an echo with your phone there. There we go. Yes. So the thing we want to do, let's see here now. All right. Yes. Now the thing we want to do is encourage people who may have young people who would like to be a part of something that's going to further their education, and we want to give people a chance to have their child win some of this scholarship money and maybe just even be discovered through the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. We've got some amazing talent all across the nation. And, of course, we've got some overseas. I mean, we've seen them from Poland, from, you know, just all kinds of countries overseas, Nigeria. I mean, we've seen them all from all over the world, which is wonderful. But we know that our children here in the States need some kind of encouragement because we are not hearing enough about the wonderful talents that they have. We're hearing too much about the dangerous aspect of teen life, and we want to help transform that image. Young people are beautiful. They're wonderful. They're talented. They're skilled, and we want to share that. But we also want to give some guidelines because, you know, some people don't always know when something is inappropriate, and I'm sure I've told this story about a situation where I had to ask
about a situation
is that better? Okay. Yes. Ask a neighbor to cut off some inappropriate music that they were playing at a child's birthday party. And, you know, I know they may have thought I was being picky, but the lyrics were kind of outrageous. But a lot of things that people listen to, they don't have any sensitivity about it because it's commonly heard. So it's not even registering that this is considered a vulgarity or a curse word or, you know, a profanity. They're not conscious of it. And so a lot of our youth, when they create things, I've got a lot of people who got children who know how to rap and just, you know, but they imitate like the gangster rap kind of stuff, and the parents are not always conscious.
Nope.
So what kind of guidelines do you give for people when you tell them, you know, you can have your teen apply, or the teens, when you address them and tell them they can create something original, or they can even perform a well-known artist's lyrics or whatever the case may be. What guidelines do you give them to make sure that they don't pick something that's totally inappropriate?
Number one, to be respectful of the audience that they are performing for, because we don't know who's watching this show. It could be somebody from America's Got Talent. It could be somebody from the White House. It could be your grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want granny to see you acting a fool. And when I say respectful, respectful comes in many forms, because if you have respect for yourself, beginning with your appearance, you don't come on chewing gum. You don't come on with a radio in the background, and you definitely don't come on half naked.
So do you outline those things?
Absolutely, okay. Because they need to know.
They need to know. This is what it means to be respectful.
Right. Respect yourself.
Don't come on naked.
Yes.
Don't have a radio on the TV in the background.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be cussing and using four-letter words. Don't be chewing
yes.
gum.
And texting.
And don't
talking.
Be texting and talking. You know.
Yes.
These are things you need to do if you want to be taken seriously as a contestant, because, like you say, anybody could be watching.
Right. And it was like, oh, wow, we really liked her or him, but they had no coos. They had no home training, and it's like just that little bit could keep you from becoming the next version, higher version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And because, and I got to admit, though, a lot of parents are not teaching this to their children because they don't know.
They don't know.
They won't talk. So they're just continuing the behavior that they've learned at home.
Well,
and
that's
you
what's
can't,
bad.
Can't blame them, but you can educate them.
Yeah.
Once you're aware of it. Because they need to, they got to get it from somewhere.
They got to get it from somewhere. And, you know, what's really sad, and I mean, we're seeing a lot of parents who just really don't know.
No, they don't know.
And we can't get angry at them because they don't know, because they weren't taught. And you wonder, well, how does someone get to be in their 40s and, you know, 30s and 40s with children who are teenage and they don't know what respect is? But some of them, you know, either left home or had parents who were not engaging them and just assumed that the school is going to handle everything.
Mm-hmm.
And so they weren't taught. And a lot of times we are expecting schools to teach some basic principles of behavior. The school's not set up for that. You know, you come in, sit down, shut up, you know, memorize whatever little useless information they give you, take a test, and go home. You know, they're not teaching you ethics and values and respect and proper speech and, you know, how to present yourself. They don't teach you any of that. Now, they'll punish you if you don't know how to do it, but they don't teach you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how many young people do we know that feel angry that they got punished for something? They don't even know what they did. It happens all the time.
And then you haven't explained it to them. You're shouting at the top of your lungs, ready to beat them down.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll remember the beating, and that's trauma that they will carry with them throughout life until they're in their adulthood, until they are seniors.
Yeah.
Like I am, like we are.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're.
Yeah, I'm old.
And that trauma is with them.
Yes.
All day, every day. You wonder why they act the way they have. They that like the little boy said in what was his name? The contestant Mark Tiefert in his skit.
I don't want to live anymore.
Therapy.
Yeah, I had said to my therapist. I was explaining this dream to my therapist. You know, some nightmare he kept having. But a whole lot of children, they need therapy, and I'm glad some of them might be getting it. And you really do have to get a trained therapist, because a lot of times these school counselors, they're not given the time that you need to bond with a person to really be effective. So if you come in like once a month, what is that? You know, okay, a child's big brother got shot to death 2 weeks ago, and they, you know, you just now coming. They've been traumatized all that time, you know, and you come in 3-4 weeks later and they and you expect them to talk about it. What about their 4 weeks of trauma that they had before you were there? You know, they were traumatized when it happened. So, you know, if we don't have people on the spot, and you notice when stuff happens at schools, at some of the schools in the most affluent areas, anytime there's a tragedy, next day folks are there with the counselors, you know, helping them get through it. And we just assume our children just shrug it off and keep going, oh, well, you know, those people, they always got violence. They'll be all right.
They're used to it. No, they may be used to it, but they are not used to dealing with the repercussions of the trauma.
Yes, they're still traumatized. And, you know, a lot of times young people want to express it through their creativity. So now how do we help them be able to talk about it without it sounding like the same old gangster rap kind of stuff where they talking about, you know, the worst things in life, somebody got shot or they going to shoot somebody? I mean, I know a lot of them, they listen to that and maybe it sounds cool or whatever, but is that really helpful? You know, and because I had a student that was listening to some music, and I, you know, I said, what do you listen to? And I listened, you know, the earphones, and it was like the worst.
Yeah.
And I said, do you know you had this going directly into your brain?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was so distraught just realizing here this little sophomore student listening to all of this garbage. And, you know, my first thought was, did your mother know you listen to this? But you know what? Hey, you got earphones.
Mom,
nobody knows who you listen to. So
Mom listening too.
She listening too. She bopping on the way to rock. Yeah, you know, getting down with this stupid lyrics. Oh, I don't listen to the words. I just listen to the beat. No, your subconscious mind has heard the lyrics. And so when you get into a fight with your coworker, you don't know that that was planted in your head from that music you was listening to. You thought was only the lyrics. So now how do we go about, because I know a lot of these schools, they have talent shows. And some of these park districts have talent shows. And I would love for us to, you know, go on a recruiting spree for people to present at the Global Virtual Teen Talent Contest. But also we got to be able to help them present their message in a higher form so that it isn't degrading the culture, so to speak. Because, you know, when hip-hop first came out, it was cool. I mean, you know, we had fun. We danced to it. And then it got ugly, and I don't know how that transition happened, but suddenly it was not just like, you know, it wasn't just about, oh, having fun at a party. Now it was, you know, shooting somebody and all of this. But it's the same gift, same skill, you know, and I am just amazed at the vocabulary of these young people to be able to put together words, and the ones that can, you know, no more words than cussing. When they really put together words and can say it to a beat and it rhymes, I'm like, they are brilliant.
No, like, where does that come from? Well, we know where it comes from.
Yeah. How do we steer it to something that is elevating people's thought as opposed to encouraging them to seek the lowest way of life? How do we help them take that gift and let it be a powerful tool of inspiration?
And nurture it.
Mm.
Because they've got it, and it's our responsibility as the elders of the community to help them develop it.
Yeah.
They can do this on their own.
Yeah, they need help, and they're depending on us. Yeah.
And they have to ask us.
Yeah, we shouldn't expect them to raise themselves. I was talking to somebody the other day, and I was saying, you know, oh, well, your mother did a great job raising you. Like, I raised myself. My mother wasn't there. I'm like, oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. And how often do we hear that?
You know, and I wanted to say, well, where was she? But I didn't want to pry because it was obviously a painful thing for this person to have revealed.
Right.
But where are we? I mean, do we get either so wrapped up in our jobs and careers that we neglect our children, or are we expecting the school to take up more of a burden than it should, you know? We got the school, then we got the after school, then we got the after school. I mean, we just got all there all day. Now, some places, that's the culture. My daughter, when she was when she was teaching in Korea, she said that was the thing. You went to school in the morning, and you didn't come home until dinner time. That was your day. And in some places, like in high school, after dinner, you went back to school to do some more work. I'm like, what?
Wow.
So that was a lifestyle. I know they work hard. I know they excel, but I don't know if that's emotionally healthy. I don't know, you know, how this is going to look 10, 20 years from now. Is it going to translate into better family relationships, or is it going to translate into people, more people who need therapy? I don't know. But I think we probably need more time with our families. I think we were more emotionally healthy when we had more family time. What was that? I think it's Baba Kwame says, I think it's the one that said, we need more.
Faithful University.
Yeah, we more need more lap time and not laptop time.
Yeah. Granny's lap.
Yes, yes.
Granny's lap. But that's kind of hard to do with Granny at the club, would you?
Yeah. Or trying to shoo you to get home so she can stay out of the club and, you know.
Right.
Chase that same man you was chasing. But, you know, I think. We know what the problem is with the breakdown of the family, but some kind of way we have to help people without them feeling like they're being attacked for not knowing things or for doing things differently. So I try not to attack young women who feel the need to expose parts of their bodies because they're needing to feel attractive. But yet I want to help them understand that if we're shaping the men to have a different response to us, or at least get to know us in a different way, then we have to present a different picture. And that's kind of hard to explain, because we don't want them to feel like we're shaming them.
And judging them. They get enough of that.
And that's how come they stop talking, you know, and we got this gap in the generations where
yep.
young women won't talk to older women because they feel like they're being judged all the time. Mm-hmm. So,
I learned so much from them. So, you know, that's one of my daily challenges is to be less judgmental of self and others.
And others, yeah.
Because we are like that from birth. When we grow up in the society and we do what we see others do.
Yeah.
We don't do what our parents tell us to do. We do what they do.
Right, because, I mean, that's how you get accepted, and everybody wants to be accepted.
Everybody wants to be loved and accepted.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what I'm really looking forward to is your show on Monday. I have been immersed in a lot of people's testimonials on near-death experiences where they died on an operating table or in an accident or whatever, and they were dead for a while, and they had an amazing experience on the other side of where they saw their deceased relatives, you know, saw various people, saw Jesus, even, you know, all kinds of experiences, and they were taught what the
mm-hmm.
meaning of life was.
Mm-hmm.
And they were one of the biggest lessons that so many of them came back saying is do not judge people. That's the worst thing that you can do, because you're going to be looking at yourself. You're going to get a life review. You're going to get a video of your life, and it's almost like watching a movie where you can feel each character's feeling because you literally feel what everybody whose life you touched, how you made them feel when they encountered you. You actually go through it, feeling everybody's feelings. Which is different when, you know, on this side of things, when you're inside your body, all you know is how you think and how you feel. But
right.
When you get to the spirit side, you feel everything. And knowing that just changed their lives. They were so much more compassionate, so much less judgmental. And sometimes, like in some of these accounts, they were talking about how somebody that they may have hated or resented, they were able to see their lives and see what made that person become that way, angry, bitter, or whatever. And so they had empathy because they could say, wow, they went through all that. They I'm surprised they was as decent as they were. They, you know, that kind of abuse they went through. So it's just a whole different view of things. And I think if people understood what actually happens when you transition, they would live their lives differently. You know, live your life as if you are in spirit and be compassionate toward people, be empathetic toward people. And even if you don't know why somebody's being mean or cruel or whatever they're doing wrong, understand that something happened to them to make them other than their natural self, which is a loving person. We came here as loving people, and then something happened to make us not loving. Either we got beat or cussed out or left out in the cold or whatever happened to us, but the hurt is what we express, and that's what we give to others. So if we can understand that, we could really change what we are putting out, and we could really be conscious of it. Because once you get to the other side, you can't fix it. It's like, okay, well, you know, your story's over with. You know, it's too bad you messed up on those points, but you can't go back. Your time is up.
Right.
So for those people who were allowed to return, it's really a gift to the rest of us because we don't have to wait till the end of life to finally figure out what life is all about.
And to see your life flash before your eyes. Probably 20, I don't know, maybe 30 years ago, I was on 87th and Ashland, and I'll never forget it, and I'm coming out of the parking space, and I guess somebody didn't see me coming out, and he hit my car.
Mm.
And at that moment, I went like that, and I saw my whole life flat. Like little snippets.
Mm.
It was little snippets of when I was a child, when I was this, that, and the other, and I was like, wow. So maybe that's what they mean, like in a, your life just flashed before you.
Your life flashed before your eyes. Yeah, a lot of people say it happens.
Wow.
In an instant, you see all the stuff. Yeah.
That inkling of that, and that's scary.
Yeah.
When you don't know, you've never had that experience before, you don't know what it's like, you don't know what it feels like, you don't know what's going to happen next. It's like, ooh.
Wow. You almost get the feeling, oh, is this the end?
Then you're dazed at the end because somebody, hit you and it just shook you all up. Good thing I was in a big car.
Mm-hmm.
It could have been history if I was in a little car.
Oh, yeah.
That's why I never wanted to be in a little car.
Yeah. You
know, remember little Pacers that came out? I love that look. Oh. I remember Pacers like a little bug. I love that look.
Yeah, I mean, it got good gas mileage, but don't hit no truck. Or
don't hit a bump. Don't go over the railroad track and hit a bump.
Ooh, I feel like you bumped.
Don't hit a pothole.
Oh, painful.
Because you might beat the pothole.
Yeah.
Experience. And I'm sure our children have all kinds of experiences that
they
we've never even thought of.
They do.
And they live this on a daily basis.
They live lives.
Because I see a lot of that when we go to Tent City. I see how when my little brother Douglas Robinson was murdered in 2017, there were all adults out there, and now we go there. There's teenagers, and I had to ask, like, why are you not at home with your mom? And one of the little girls, like, if you knew what my daddy did to me, you would run home too. And I was like, oh wow. So there's a lot of child abuse, molestation is going on at home every day, all day, everywhere. And they have to live with that trauma. And if you don't get therapy,
you just traumatize someone else.
Somebody, you traumatize, and you carry that every day living.
Yes, and you're trying to
wait for no reason at all. You can't concentrate. You're angry.
When you see young people and they're angry all the time, there's a reason for that, and that's why I really have a problem with people being punished, with young people being punished for being angry. You know, they didn't come into this world angry.
Right.
What was done to this person to create that kind of rage where you can take a life? You know, I mean, everything ain't about, oh, they just watching too many video games. No. Something inside of you was broken for you to be able to take a life because you were in so much rage, you can kill. Something is happening, and we have to help them heal the hurt. I was telling my daughter this morning about the upcoming homeschool that we're launching next month, and I'm so excited about that, especially that first class. Well, of course, we're doing the peace education class by HWPL, but one class that I would really want parents to take as a prerequisite before they do any kind of homeschooling is peace education. Before they do peace education is the class Parenting with Peace, because they need to know how to correct their child without using the painful methods that we all experienced, verbal abuse and physical abuse, because that's the only tools our parents knew.
It's all they
knew. It scarred all of us. And some of us healed in various degrees. All of us are scarred a little bit. It's like if you cut your leg, it's going to heal. And, you know, and eventually the little line may fade out, but there'll always be a little bit of hint of it. You can look down, yeah, this is where I got cut. So it never disappears. And the same thing is with emotional trauma. It never totally disappears. You can heal where it's almost imperceptible, but there's something there. And something can happen to trigger the memory. And next thing you know, you're reacting in pain because something that you didn't even know, you thought it was healed, but it wasn't. And that's what happens in all of our relationships. Somebody triggered something. You forgot about it. You didn't know that pain is still there. Yep. It's like somebody can punch you in their sore spot on your leg that, you know, okay, maybe 20 years ago I had stitches in that spot and I thought it was, you know, perfect and healed, but yet somebody hit me and the pain comes back. Oh, okay, so, you know, there's still a sore spot. So we all have them. But I'm really looking forward to this New Earth Homeschool Academy where we'll get a chance to give parents some real tools to work with so that they can raise their children differently than the way we were raised, and their children won't have that anger inside of them from being verbally abused and physically abused, and they'll have what they need to make the right decisions in life because they're making them for the right reasons.
Right.
So, you know, it's an exciting project. I'm really excited about it. But one thing my daughter was saying is that, well, Ma, you got to take into account that the world has changed from the time, even when, she said, even when I was growing up, she's like in her 30s now, early 30s, but, you know, there was an internet the way it is now. So children today and all the different distractions they have and all the pressures they have and the fears, it wasn't like that when you were growing up. It wasn't like that when I was growing up. So you got to take into account the challenges that they have to face, which was a good point.
Yeah.
And nothing
like it used to be back in the day. None of that.
Yeah, they don't have the kind of protection that we used to have with other neighbors looking out for us. I mean, now your neighbor's the predator that might be molested.
Right.
So, well.
They beat at home and then get beat by a neighbor's mom and then get home and get beat.
Yeah, we had one thing we did do as a community was community beatings, but you know, there are ways we can still be that community just without the violence. So we're gonna teach that. Well, anyway, I guess it's time for us to go. We're gonna be looking for you all on Monday Morning Mindfulness, but of course, join us tomorrow.
Women have the power. We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Sheshe, India, Zanyaban, Japan, Arigato, Korea, Kamsahamnida, Russia, Spasiba, Germany, Danke, Poland, Dziękuję, France, Merci, Spain, Gracias, Italy, Grazie, Egypt, Shukran, Ghana, Madasi, Nigeria, Eshe, South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jerez,
Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakur, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
That's all, folks.
All right, girls, now I can eat.
Yeah. Whew. Yeah, to get up early this morning and drive my daughter to the airport.
I heard that, and I was thinking to myself, I'm like, why she didn't go to Midway? Go all the way to
O'Hare. Yeah, I get. I don't know. I don't know if she booked a flight or her job booked a flight. But anyway, that's where she ended up going out of. I know it was. Yeah, they booked that one because that was only straight shot to where she got to go in Boston.
Okay. Come on.
So, yeah.
Listen, I found out a bit about Midway. I'm like, I ain't never going over here again.
Oh, man. Yeah.
That's too much walking.
Yeah.
Walk 10 miles trying to get airplane.
They're walking 10 miles. And then you got to go to them TSAs, and they pull on those stupid stuff like, oh, well, you got explosives on your hand. Yeah, that's right, because I got a hand grenade in my pocket. You don't get back in my blotter. You want to say some crazy stuff like that.
You know, I thought about it. I was like, no, I want to get home.
And then
don't
be crying. We'll be seeing you on the news in handcuffs. Like, what did she say? What happened?
Right.
Well, that one flipped out. What happened?
She's so sweet on the radio. What happened?
They make you want to do that, though. I'm
sure they do.
I mean, when they held us up, made us miss our flight, taking the toothpaste out of my mother's bag, I'm like, and having to take her shoes off. And we missed the flight. I mean, they hooked us up with the next one, but I was so boiling, man. And my mother goes, that's all right, just calm down. Because, you know, she know I got that temper that, like my father, you know, nice all the time. But, man, if you light that fuse, I will explode.
It's a done deal.
Yeah, boy, I'm telling you, I was hot.
Okay.
Oh, man. But, you know.
You live and you learn.
You live and you learn. And I just realized that a lot of the things they do don't have anything to do with public safety. It's like, I don't know if they get a kick out of annoying people. I don't know if they're supervisors. You know, because they're supervisors, you know, where you have to use that. I have to make sure you're doing your job, so pull certain people out. You know, so it's all that stuff. But
especially us. I'm going to show you something. Hold on.
Yeah. They love doing that to us.
This is breakfast today. Well, brunch, I should say, because this is 1 o'clock.
Yeah, I got to give me another blender. I want to make smoothies like you making. Is that an avocado? Or what is that?
A mushroom.
Oh.
All these. You get 6 of them for like $4. And they are delicious.
Wow. So how do you do? You put something on like
another. Stuffed
mushroom. Wow. Oh, that's got to be interesting.
You get like 6 of them in there.
All these?
Yes, girl. I'm like, all this real?
Wow, that's interesting.
And I know all of these don't have the same thing either.
Because
I went to, it's a new one. It's new to me. On Division and Wales. By the white folks.
Yeah, I was going to say. I know we got all these all in our neighborhood. I know they had none.
I ain't never seen them. And they are delicious.
Wow, what do they stuff it with?
I don't know, but I know some cheese in it.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's got to be interesting. Stuffed mushrooms. Well, I'm going to definitely try that.
Mm-hmm. Because they're good.
Yeah. So now, what I got to do, I got to redo the, I was trying to tell you then what had happened. I didn't have my laptop plugged in, so it went off. But I wanted to tell you, I want to remind you again, on the second Saturday that Mama Joy has agreed to do that second Saturday.
Okay, yeah, you don't want to say that now and talk about sea retreat yet.
But I know
we
got
something else. So.
Well, we got at least one fifth Saturday, so I don't know if you already had your schedule for this year. Like, is it all the fifth or last Saturdays?
Let me get my calendar.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, because we got a lot of folks interested in that. Well, we never had that many calls.
There's a whole lot of folks cheating on their person.
What'd you say?
Because a whole lot of folks out there cheating, that's why.
Yeah.
So Thursday I feel Dr. Debbie in on the drama going on behind the scenes. Because, you know, Obadiah and Mama D called in on her show and made the little comments. And she had no idea they were talking about each other. So I had to fill her in on the hidden message behind the calls that they were making. She's like, what? Yeah, child. Just so you know.
October 29th, that's the last Saturday.
Yeah,
oh, said the last Saturday.
Yeah, it said the last Saturday. So October has 5 Saturdays, but November only has 4. But then December has 5 Saturdays. So are you on in December? Are you doing the 24th or the 31st?
Okay, so what'd you ask me, Naima?
Well, whatever. I guess. Fourth or fifth Saturday that you're not doing the Global Teen Talent competition, that's when we can do the cheat retreat.
Okay. October 29th is the last Saturday.
Yeah.
And that's what I've already got on the calendar for that year.
Okay. So I might do something else in October though for that fourth Saturday. I'm not sure.
Well, we can do what you mean, do the cheat retreat on the fourth Saturday?
Yeah, or something else, because I think there might be an event somebody sent me about, you know, they would like me to be there live, so I got to see the time on it.
Okay.
So I might end up doing a live event in October. Hopefully the weather's not too bad.
Okay, because October has 5, November only has 4.
Yeah. Now, in December, are you doing
December has 5. December has 5.
Yeah, so what day do you have for your Global Teen Talent competition?
Let me see. Excuse me. December is the 31st.
You got a difference. Okay, so then the 24th is open. So, yeah. I mean, we can.
Oh, that's Christmas Eve, so
yeah,
we can
Christmas.
Still do a show. What are we going to do on the 24th?
Did we say we were going to try to do another peace thing, or, you know, I don't know.
You let me know.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll look at what's happening in the world, you know, and what we can hook into on that also.
Yeah, because that's Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And I don't celebrate Christmas, so I don't care what you do.
Yeah, yeah, so I might be somewhere, you know, live covering something.
Okay.
You know, because I know, well, I don't know if you're going to be able to do it this year, because Reverend Jackson had been going to the jails every year.
I don't know about he ain't looking good.
But he ain't looking good at all.
He don't look good at all.
Yeah.
We were looking at something. Let me grab another mushroom.
Mm.
And they did, right here, when he got out of Ability.
Yeah.
He couldn't talk to God spoke for him. I was like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't doing no more talking.
I mean, he'd be trying every now and then, but, you know, it's so difficult to understand what he's saying.
Right.
And I know his people don't want to say, look, Reverend, don't try to talk. Because he wants to do it so bad, but his body just will not let him.
That's what gives him purpose. He needs that.
Yeah, he needs that. Speaking of purpose, you know, Minister Plump called me from the hospital.
Oh, yeah. He in Northwestern Hospital.
Yeah, Northwestern Hospital, and... You know, he's talking about all these projects he wants to do, and he wants to get in touch with Stacey Abrams and make a song for a campaign for governor and all that. And I know he needs that. You know, he needs the feeling of purpose because,
right.
You know, when people take you to the hospital, sometimes folks be like, oh, well, you're going to die soon, you know, and you
right.
don't want to hear that. So, you know, I went to his website, and we were talking about his different projects and stuff like that, you know, and I'll see if I can get in touch with her campaign people and see if she'll, you know, be willing to talk to you and see about you doing a, you know, promotional song
Ooh.
For a campaign. Minister Stacey Abrams, who's running for governor of Georgia. Black woman.
I know Stacey Abrams, yeah.
Yeah.
Now what he going to do for her?
Compose a song for her campaign with his...
I never knew he was a singer. Yes. Or writer. Or yes. songwriter.
Well, I listened to the song that he wrote for Barack Obama, and it was mostly him saying, "Win, Barack Obama, win, and you can do it, and, you know, you're number one," whatever he was saying throughout the song, but that was pretty much it. I'm like, well, I don't know if they're going to pay you $10,000 for that minute.
Oh.
But, I know he was really feeling like, well, if we can get these politicians, I got a music company and I can help them. Okay. Because, when you know a person's really fighting to keep their spirits up, you don't want to say anything discouraging.
Right. He got to do his own homework, do his own thing.
Yeah.
His people will respond because they're looking for people to respond. So he can do his own homework.
Yeah.
He can't put that off on you. You got enough on your plate, child.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. He got people, and they can find out who to reach. And he said, well, I know you probably got connections. Like, but I can't make them listen to your stuff.
Okay. And the way they do things now is that you got to send them a snippet.
Because he didn't know how to find it on his YouTube channel, and I finally found it. I said, okay, I see the link on your YouTube channel.
Oh, he got a song on the YouTube channel?
Yeah, he got a song for Barack Obama. I think he did one for Danny K. Davis. It's almost
really? What's his YouTube channel?
It's under Robert Floyd Plump, and Floyd is spelled F-L-O-I-D Plump on YouTube.
Robert Floyd Plump, president, honors the mayor. What mayor is this 5 years ago? That ain't the mayor.
Oh, he's probably still talking about Mayor Washington.
Oh.
That's what he's still talking about.
Robert Plump, SEO score, Dr. David. I only see one up here with him. Let me see one.
You see the win, Barack Obama win?
Well, I didn't see that. That's the one with Robert Floyd Plump honoring the mayor. That's all I see.
Yeah, it took me a minute to find it.
It's the Harold Washington Celebration 2017. Mm. Have you did anything lately?
No, they did something this year. They had some, I don't know if they have a parade or some kind of thing. I didn't go to it this year, though. I think that's where they have something out in the park this year, did they have something this summer? Yeah, I think they, April 15th or whatever. He was trying to get me to go out to it, and I just was not into it. I didn't feel it.
Yeah, you can't make somebody do something.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
You gonna make you a cake? I'm like, I just can't do it. And my body said no.
Yeah, sometimes you just, because I had my robe on all day yesterday. I ain't leave the house. So you going, nope, I ain't going nowhere.
Some days you can't.
Yeah, it's like I need to rest. So I was in the bed pretty much all day yesterday. So I feel it in my back today. So it's like I got to go walk now. Because I didn't walk, I didn't do nothing yesterday. And I don't see nothing here with Robert. Let me put Floyd, F-L-O-I-D. Oh, Eid. Yeah, only found one. Yeah, I only see one. And that's by somebody else. That ain't him. Dr. Render, somebody who he interviewed. Pink Floyd. Yeah, that's the only one I see. Maybe if I Google his name somewhere.
Maybe
I'm Google. Copy. Let me see what pops up. He got a Facebook page too? Okay.
Yeah, he got a Facebook page, yeah.
Okay, yeah, Google. Oh, here you go, YouTube now. Okay, he's 76 years young and got his phone number on the internet? Lord,
yep.
Mercy.
Yep.
Yeah, nothing. He don't mind taking calls from people.
Yep.
Oh, there he is. Yeah, videos. This channel has no videos. This channel has no videos.
I don't know how I found that one that he did win Barack Obama win. It's somewhere on the scene.
Let me go back. Okay, that ain't working. Uh, ain't nothing coming up. Okay, here we go. Okay, let me see if I can find him on Facebook. Yep, there you go, Robert Floyd Pump.
Yeah.
June 28th, his last post on here.
Oh, okay. June 28th.
Don't keep up to date, that's for sure.
Mm.
You know, I'm sure he's challenged like the rest of us are.
Yeah. And I don't know who works with him, who is tech savvy, because a lot of people don't have any tech savvy people around them at all.
Right. Okay.